This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
California, California, luôn gấu là rong gấu, luôn đấu là rong đầu. Chỉ tiêu là mùa trống, tôi chẳng dễ hoàn đầu, địa chỉ.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Multicultural 1600 AM. This is the Hmong American Hour and I'm Yia. Today I have two special guests with me. I have Mei Her with the Executive Director at Stone Soup of California. And I have Chia Vu, Program Manager with Stone Soup of Stone Soups of Fresno. So today we're going to be learning a little bit about what Stone Soup is and what do they do for the community. So can you guys say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Hello there, listeners.
So can you make introduce yourself a little bit and share a little bit about yourself, and then I'll have Chia share a little bit about herself too.
Sure. Hello, everybody. My name is Mania Her. I am the executive director at Stone Soup Fresno. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to Yia for inviting us on the show for the Hmong American Hour. We are super excited to be here to share with you a little bit about what we do at Stone Soup. And just a little bit about myself. I'm a Fresno native. I've been here in the Central Valley for the majority of my entire adult life. I really love this area and have just been working hard in the community, trying to help everyone out and make some changes and do good. So it's a pleasure to meet everybody on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chia Vu, Program Manager at Stone Soup Fresno. I'm born and raised in Fresno, went away for college, and came back and also did my graduate studies at Fresno State. So I'm happy to be here today.
Awesome. So, you know what? I remember coming to your office one time, and I'm not sure if I asked you or one of your staff, but they said to me, I asked them about Stone Soup, and they were telling me a story that a lady called you guys or searched up and found your place and thought it was a restaurant, and they came to your to the place looking for soup.
Yes, yes. So our name can be very it can lead people to us for all kind of reasons, but we are Stone Soup Fresno, and sometimes we do get the random person drop in and say, hey, where's the restaurant, because they think we serve soup. But the concept of Stone Soup is actually an old folktale where the community comes together, and a little bit at a time, they contribute a little bit into the pot, and then they make this huge pot of soup. And of course, it started out with this woman who actually put stones into the pot to trick the villagers and say, hey, watch me cook this pot of stones. It's going to be stone soup. And everyone's like, wait, how are you going to cook rocks and stones? And she says, well, we definitely can cook this. You know, I'm going to add some stones, and if you want to add a carrot and potatoes. So the concept of stone soup is from that folktale story. So we are not a restaurant, but I keep joking with everyone at Stone Soup that we should be, because we do get the inquiry if we serve soup. But we, Stone Soup Fresno, the work of Stone Soup stemmed probably in the late 80s. Okay. But in 1992... we became a recognized nonprofit. So before the name Stone Soup, we were just known as the Fresno partnership with Fresno State University, because we're so close to Fresno State.
Okay.
But it started out by a very young Khmer boy. He was probably about 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he came and knocked on the door of our founder. Her name is Kathy Garibet. And said, I need help. And on her desk, he put down a handgun and said, look, I need help. The local Khmer gangs are trying to recruit me to do their next hit, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in gangs. I need help. And with tears in his eyes and sheer shock in our founder's eyes, she decided to help this young boy. And from there, that's what gave birth to Stone Soup Fresno. So it really came from just the love and the devotion that she had to help change the Southeast Asian life at the time. So there was a lot of gains in the late 80s and early 90s. And through helping this young boy and his family, Stone Soup is now what it is today.
Wow, what an amazing story. You know, with one person, you could do so much.
Absolutely, you definitely can. And Kathy, her heart has always been big, and her heart has just always been to make the community better. And she's devoted so many years of her time to the Southeast Asian community. And over the years, the community shifted. As Stone Soup began to grow, our Khmer community participated, our Hmong community participated, our Laotian community, our ethnic minority from Southeast Asia, we all participated in just the programs and the services that were available at Stone Soup. But a lot have changed in that time, so a lot have changed.
Oh, yes. That's why I always tell people, you know, it starts with a little ripple, and if you have a good enough vision, people will come on board and it will make it really big. So that's awesome. That's awesome. I've never heard this story before, so that's great. So what else can you you guys share with me and the audience about the program and what do they actually do for the community?
Yeah, so first of all, I would love to just say, you know, if you or your family or if you are a child that came through multiple different programs at Stone Soup, we'd love for you to just reach out to us, because we, like Yia just mentioned, stories are so amazing, and we're always trying to reconnect with our families that have come through Stone Soup. Stone Soup over the years, it's been about 28 years, we've changed quite a bit. Today, if you were to come onto the campus of Stone Soup, and by the way, the location we're at right now, we've been there since 1996.
Oh, wow.
So we haven't gone anywhere. We're still in the same location. So if you've been there before, we're still there. Come by and visit us. But today, if you come onto the campus of Stone Soup, it looks a little bit different from when it first started. We have a full licensed preschool program.
Oh, wow.
For children ages 3, 4, and 5. And this is an academic preschool program daycare. So we have children that... We have families that bring children about 7 in the morning, and they're picked up about 5:30, 5:45.
Okay.
And in that preschool program, we have 96 children, so there's quite a few kids, but we love each and every one of them. We also do have our playgroup program, and our playgroup program is funded by First Five Fresno County.
Okay.
Our playgroup program is for children ages 0 to 5, and it really surrounds the child and their parent or caregiver or caring adult with enrichments, academic, parent engagement. And it really works with the child on social, emotional, motor skills, and preparing the older children that are 4 and 5 to be ready for preschool or kindergarten. So that's a really neat program, because there's parent engagement. The parent stays with the child for the duration of the classroom time. And so we've seen a lot of first-time parents that have come through,
okay,
that have just learned a tremendous amount of skills when it comes to working with their own child, or if it's their first child or second or third, and getting them prepared for school. And so that's our playgroup program. And then we recently launched our Learn Hmong program, which is called the Hmong. And this is really important to us, too, the Learn Hmong program, because as I mentioned, over 28 years, we have seen so much change in this generation in comparison to my generation. We now, majority of our children, mine and probably yours, don't speak our native language anymore.
Yes, that's very true.
And we get a lot of the parents saying, hey, what can we do with this issue, because they don't speak our native language. So we just launched our Learn Hmong program in mid-January. We just completed the first full month.
Wow,
And our Learn Hmong program is simply that, it's Gandam Hmong. So we're teaching children in kindergarten through sixth grade.
Oh, really?
How to speak, how to understand. Because at this age, the learning is going to be, they grasp it a lot faster with auditory and visual. Hence, that's why YouTube is so popular with
yes,
our kids, right?
Yes, yes.
And those fun videos that they get to watch, and they learn so much. So it's amazing to see our current cohort of students age from kindergarten to sixth grade, just as how much they've picked up in Hmong. So every day when I see them and I walk by the classroom, they always say, Nyajong, Nyajong
nice,
Sifu,
nice.
My Nia, and I'm just amazed. And then when they leave, every single one of them say, Xinjidua, Xinjidua Taki, and just the pronunciation have gone so much better. But I think the neatest part with our Learn Hmong program is that a lot of those students come from our preschool and also our playgroup program. So the children not only get the academics and the interaction of a traditional preschool or playgroup program, but they also get the cultural native language that they don't receive at home anymore.
True. Before we go into more, because last time I invited Brandon Vang, he's the board member for the Sanger District. He kind of talked a little bit how important early education is. Can you guys touch a little bit on that?
Absolutely. Early education, hand down, is so important. Obviously, I always tell my parents that you are your child's first teacher.
Yes.
So you definitely are your child's first teacher. But when they are 3, 4, 5, or even the 0 to 3, it is so important to get the child engaged and start learning in an environment that's positive and conducive to their learning. And that's what we strive for here at Stone Soup. With early education, if we can get a child into early education, it makes so much of a difference once they start first grade.
It does.
It makes a huge difference. And I'm a parent of 4, and all my children have come through Stone Soup in early education.
Oh, wow.
So I can say as a parent just how much that has helped my own children and myself. But the quality of Stone Soup programming in early education is just so important. And we work so hard to try to share our programs with other families that it's available for them, because early education here in Fresno County, in the Central Valley, it's a little challenging.
Yes.
We have programs like Stone Soup, where our program is state subsidized, so it's licensed state subsidized. And of course, when you hear the word subsidized, it means that you have to be within a certain income level.
Yes.
For it to be no cost. But then we also do have families that have a small family fee in order to bring their child to our school, and that's available too. And then we have programs with our school district that are no cost, public preschool and things like that. But early education is so important. And we encourage early education from as early as 4, 5, 6 month old. Our youngest student, it's been a year now, but our youngest student started out at about 4 month old.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. So for people that, let's say, they make good money, but they don't qualify for the program, but you say they could actually pay and have the kids come to there, right?
So Department of Education under the California State Preschool Program, which is what we fall under.
Yes.
There is a sliding scale. So first and foremost, I want to just give a shout out to everyone listening. If you don't follow us on Facebook, you need to, because this information that I'm about to give you is on our Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
It's actually our cover page. So if you say, I didn't know this existed, you need to follow us. So
tell them what the Facebook page name is.
It's just Stone Soup Fresno.
Okay.
Stone Soup Fresno.
Easy enough.
Search for us, Stone Soup Fresno, 3 words. But our cover page is actually the breakdown of qualification based on income.
Okay.
So if you meet the income requirement, preschool is no cost. If you are just outside of that, there is a sliding scale.
Okay.
So we do our very, very best, and so does the Department of Education, to make preschool and early education accessible to all families.
Okay. So what about the Hmong program there? Is it based on the same way to entry, or is it a little different?
Our Hmong program is different. Our Hmong program is literally that. It's a program. There is a tuition to the Hmong program.
Okay.
We also have a cap of how many students we can have due to space and availability. So our Hmong program, there is a tuition of $100 per child. But if you have siblings of the same parent in the same household, the second child is $50.
Oh, nice.
The third child is $50. And the fourth one is no cost. So $200 is the max tuition that any of our families would pay under the Learn Hmong and the Hmong program. I also wanted to say that it's not only for Hmong kids. If you have children that you would like to be immersed into dual language, you can also sign up your child under the Learn Hmong program, and we would teach them the Hmong language.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I speak more than Hmong and English, you know, because it's very helpful.
If you
speak the other language, it's very easy for you to connect with them, mm-hmm. and also learn the tradition and stuff. You know?
Right. So I wanted to just give you a little bit more about the Hmong program. It's not just learning the Hmong language, understanding the Hmong language. We have a very important piece of it, which is understanding the culture and the traditions as well. So the program will build on as the kids start to understand more Hmong. But we introduce traditional Hmong dances, and then as the year progress and the different Hmong cultural activities come up. So in the fall, when we will introduce that as a learning concept to the children, so that they understand what the chicken and the egg is, and why the grandpa stands at the door. With and we want them to understand their culture and understand their tradition. And we also recognize that a lot of our families are not traditional shamans anymore, but they have different faith and belief now. But we just want the children to be able to understand the culture and the tradition when they see it, so that they can appreciate what that is.
Good, good. That's great. Do you guys have anything else to add before we go on break and we'll come back and continue?
We have a lot more, but we'll wait.
Okay, so we'll be back with you guys after this break.
Gosh. 有博古的梦波瓦给乱高乱到西多得
All right, we are back from break, and May is going to finish up the program with Hmong kids speaking and learning the tradition on there. So go ahead, May, finish sharing up that, and we'll share another program with you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, so I wanted to give a little bit more information about our Learn Hmong program. Our Learn Hmong program is an after-school program, so we start at 3 p.m., and to 6:30. So I want to break that down because I think a lot of our parents that have been calling and asking us, well, 3 is so early, my kids are still in school. Well, we have a solution for you because we thought about that because we're also parents too. So our Learn Hmong program is 3 to 6:30, but the first hour between 3 to 4, we call that our homework hour, our drop-off hour. So what that means is whoever usually picks up your child from school, they have until 4 to get them to us. We don't want you to rush over to Stone Soup because we want you to be safe and get the child to us safely. And if the child arrives at 3 or anytime between 3, we help them do their regular school homework. So nice. They bring us homework. We sit down with them. Our teachers go through homework with them. If they are young, like in TK, kindergarten, and they don't have a huge homework packet, we have work for them to do there to keep them busy and to keep them engaged. And then from 4 to 5:30, so that 90 minutes, that's our academic Hmong program.
Okay.
That's where we go into the Hmong language, learning, learning how to visualize the words, how to understand the words, how to speak the words, how to listen and learn. So that's 90 minutes. And then the kids have a break for about 15 minutes. And then the last 45 minutes from 5:45 to 6:30 is our cultural track time. So in that 45 minutes, we introduce Hmong dancing. We introduce Hmong games. So for a lot of the parents out there who are about my age, you guys all remember how Bei used to tia ya, right?
So
Bei mia yo, right?
Those are fun stuff.
Bei Bei jump. And I play with them because I was such a tomboy. So we played marble, you know, Chinese jump rope. We played all kinds of games. You know, all kinds of games. So now that the weather is nicer, we're reintroducing some of these games to our children. And what we're finding is that they're so amused by it because they've never seen it. Because
yes.
As a parent, I'm just too busy and I haven't had the chance to even sit down and show my own kids. But the kids absolutely love it. So these are some of the games that we're bringing in. We're even bringing in hide and seek, but the Hmong way, right?
Yeah.
Where you would say the song, you know, think toto, kisahiso, molinde choco. Parents don't even remember that anymore.
No.
So we play those games with them and we tell them this is what we used to do and this is what we do outside and this is how we play these games. And our kids, our students right now absolutely are loving that. And then of course the program ends at 6:30.
Okay.
So then they're just picked up and then we see them again. Our Learn Hmong program is Monday through Thursday. And it is year round. So the only breaks that we take are the traditional winter break, spring break. We go straight through summer.
Oh wow.
Because we want to make sure that the kids continue learning.
Nice.
We know that in early learning, early education, if children don't continue learning, they lose it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a lot of reports about summer slide and how kids fall back because during the summer, they're not engaged. So the Learn Hmong program is year-round. Our preschool program is year-round. Our playgroup program is also year-round.
Wow.
So we encourage you all to Follow us on Facebook at Stone Soup Fresno. Learn about what we do. Join us for the Learn Mom program. If you have children that are preschool age, enrollment starts very quickly for this next enrollment, which is July 1. So it is first come, first serve. So you want to start calling now. If you have children that are 0 to 5 and you'd like to inquire about the playgroup program, you can also inquire now. And then again, enrollment starts here very, very shortly.
Nice. I think that's awesome. I belong to a Hmong parent group on Facebook that one of my friends created. And one of the things that one of the questions they're asking, oh, my kids are stuck playing iPad and stuff. Guess what? A program like this will get them off that iPad. Absolutely. Because they're doing stuff, activity. You know, my son loves just sitting there watching YouTube. But if you could get him a friend to go play on something, he'll drop that iPad and he'll be out there playing. You know, so finding opportunity for the kids to play is awesome.
And it's so important that you engage them. And we make it fun. We make it engaging. And the best part is they get to hang out with other Hmong kids that's not their siblings. But again, you don't have to be Hmong to be part of any of these programs. And for our Learn Hmong program, we encourage anyone that wants to learn Hmong or have their children learn and understand Hmong to go ahead and sign up.
I think that's amazing, opening it up to everybody so they will get that opportunity to come and learn and also understand the culture. So do you have anything else to add to the program? If not, then we'll have Chia share the energy program with us.
Yeah, so through the California Strategic Growth Council's Transformative Climate Communities Program, that's really long, but we're going to just say TCC to be short.
Okay.
So through this TCC funding program, Grid Alternatives was able to partner with us, Stone Soup, and other local community organizations, the Fresno Center to be one of them, Fresno Housing Authority to be another one. But specifically for us, for Stone Soup Fresno, a lot of my work with this project is to help identify families or homeowners, so families that are homeowners, in three specific zip code areas in Fresno to qualify for a solar electric system, and it's at no cost to them.
Wow.
So, yeah, homeowners living in zip codes 93701, 93706, and 93721, as long as they're a homeowner and they meet the income qualification, then they do qualify for a no-cost solar electric system for their home. And the reason for that, we want them to be able to save money on their electricity bill. We want them to invest in their home. And then also, most importantly, bring clean power to their neighborhood, to their children, to the future children, future generations. So that's one part. Another thing with this project is that Grid Alternatives also offers free job training program. And these training programs designed to help individuals develop skills that solar industry employers are looking for.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if somebody's interested in that program, how do they get involved with it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if anyone is interested, whether they are homeowner and they live in those zip codes and they're interested in seeing if they qualify for the solar system, they can give me a call, give Stone Soup Fresno a call. If they are someone who, you know, they're in between jobs, don't know what they want to do, or they're just interested in learning how to install solar, they can also just give us a call. And then we'll go through the application with them, the screening with them. All they have to do is just call our main phone number, which is 559-224-7613, and then ask to speak with me, Chia, and I can walk them through that.
Awesome. Just so for those that are listening out there, if you guys have any question, please call at 499-1600, 499-1600, and we will answer your call and answer your question for you on there. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for those that want to get into the solar industry and learn those skills, because solar is not going away. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely here to stay. You know, I went to about 2 years ago, I went to Hawaii, and most of their roof has solar power on there already, you know. California is super hot. Come on, guys. It's going to fill up pretty fast. And I think this is a great opportunity for our community, especially our community, being able to get those that want to break into a certain industry like this. Mm-hmm. And we need to be able to break into an industry like this and take advantage of opportunities like this to learn those skills and gain those skills.
Yeah. And I want to add on our partner, Grid Alternative, the ones that are offering the job training and doing the solar installation, they are a nonprofit organization. So their mission ever since 2001 is to make renewable energy technology and job training accessible to underserved communities. So just to let you know, I know there's a lot of solar companies out there, but I wanted to highlight that Grid Alternatives is a nonprofit organization. So they actually don't have a product to sell to you. All their services are grant funded.
You know, I would say later on after the show, if you guys could have something and post it onto my business professional page, mm-hmm. I would share that with all my connections.
Okay.
And they could have their connections, see all that. That's a mm-hmm. great opportunity.
So I wanted to just share a story about Grid and the wonderful people that we've met. And we recently had the opportunity to sit down and speak with a current staff of Grid who came through this exact program that Chia just talked about as a volunteer. And so he had shared with us, and he's Hmong, a wonderful young man. And he was like, you know, I married young, I had children young. There came a time where I lost my job at like Foster Farms, didn't know what to do. I wasn't sure what to do with my life. I was just kind of like sitting at home feeling bad for myself. And then he said, one day I was Google searching, you know, volunteer opportunity, and he stumbled upon Grid.
Wow.
He had no knowledge of solar, had no idea what that was. I think we all had the idea that the sun produces energy, but that was the extent of that. But he got involved with Grid, started volunteering, went through their training, and then he said 3 months later?
Yeah, so he's from Merced, so he would drive out 2 to 3 days a week for 3 whole months.
To Fresno.
Nice, that's mm-hmm. dedication there.
That's dedication. And after about 3 months, Grid saw just how hardworking he was, so they hired him on as a staff. And he's now been on their team for five years.
Yeah, wow. So he went from volunteering to installing solars, you know, volunteering just his time, and then became an installer, and then now he's actually an instructor. So he's actually in a teaching position, teaching mm-hmm. others how to install solar, supervising.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I always tell people, you know, if you want something, go look for it. Mm-hmm. You might not know where it is, but keep looking, because you're running to information or people that could direct you to it.
Absolutely. And I think his story is just like Gujan Nuna, my brother's, right?
Yes.
And some of my nieces and my nephews and my sisters. And there are so many young people out there who majority of them have a college degree. But for whatever the reason, they're not able to find employment in their field of study, and they're sitting at home and just feeling bad for themselves. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you that don't be afraid of an industry that you have zero knowledge about. This is a phenomenal opportunity to be a part of a solar training program that doesn't cost you anything but your time and commitment. And it's a wonderful opportunity that may open doors so you never know what is available. And in this young man's case, you know, just by sheer volunteering and showing up to volunteer, and they hired him on, he became an employee, now he's an instructor, and been there 5 years, and he has so much good things to say about the solar industry, the solar programming, this program in general, and he's just an amazing young man. So we encourage everyone, there's so many different opportunities out there. But if you are sitting at home trying to figure out what you want to do with yourself, and you're thinking, you know what, maybe I might want to volunteer and come learn this, give Chia a call at our office. We'd love to connect with you.
Yes, that's an amazing opportunity. This is the quote that I use. You know, networking can lead you to whatever you're looking for. And I truly believe this. If you just connect with people out there. I just want to share this with you guys. Tonight, I'm having my event. It's called the Gold Nugget. If you want to come and pick up some nuggets and of knowledge, come out. Call my number. It's 559-905-6122. And I'll tell you where it is. It's at 6 p.m. It's free to attend, okay? So what else can you share with us on the program? Mm-hmm.
With the solo program, I also wanted to say, if you are a volunteer and you go through the solo program, you successfully finish the solo training, they do GRID and Stone Soup and Fresno Center, they do help with job placement. So we do have a network of solar for-profit employers that work with us. So you're not just volunteering, and not everyone's going to get hired by GRID to become an instructor like this young man, but you have an opportunity to become employed with some of the largest solar installation, solar companies here in the Central Valley.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. We'll be right back after this break.
ก็เทียยัวจอกูเชผู้ท้อชากอเกมีกูเชียกอทูก่อนต้องสาเต้าร้องเทียยัวร้องก็ลือเชียก่อนสาเต้าดูเราก็เทียลียัวเต้าร้อง ก็เชลอลอก็จิตีปอนเชเดี๋ยวว่าเชียก็เชหรือจะไม่เกชีดู ก็มาสะพอขอรอผู้จันทร์ชัวร์ดิมลงมาก็เทียดิตูหูมอ
From break. So this is getting to the conclusion of our program today, and I'd like you guys to go ahead and wrap it up with some of the touch base on what we went over on there and add the other stuff that you would like to add to it.
Sure. Thank you so much, yeah, for allowing us to be on your Hmong American Hour. We truly, truly appreciate this time. So Stone Soup is a nonprofit. We are a nonprofit 501c3. So we, of course, like most nonprofits out there, we're always struggling. We're always looking for donors to give to the children, to the classroom, to the organization, so that we can continue the services that we do for family. So I encourage you all out there, if you are 30 and older and are working and have a little bit of discretionary income and have always thought about what can I do to give back to my community? Well, let Stone Soup be part of that gift back to the community portfolio that you're just now starting to put together. So we welcome you to stop by the campus, stop by the office, visit us, see what we're doing, say, hey, I heard you on the Hmong American Hour, and come and see what we do. And if you can, we'd love for you to just donate to us. Donate money. Our classroom always needs school supplies. One time, I actually asked a group to just donate paper towels and toilet paper.
Okay.
Because for those that work in nonprofit, you know that a lot of time, program dollars don't cover necessities like that.
Yes.
And so we had the wonderful ARIA group, which is the Asian Real Estate Association of Central Valley, donated toilet paper and paper towels for the kids. So there's so many different things that we'd love for you all to get engaged with us. And we do have volunteer opportunities and projects throughout the year that children over 16 and adults can volunteer. For example, we have an event coming up on Saturday, so in 2 days, and it's a beautification project for our playground. So if you've got some time between 9 and 12 and you want to come out, call our office and sign up and volunteer and come and help us make the playground more beautiful.
Yeah, so we are located very close to the Fashion Fair Mall. So our address is 1345 East Bulldog Lane. If you get lost, give us a call. If you're interested in any of our programs or services that we share today, or if you have any ideas you want to share with us, please do give us a call. Our phone number is 559-224-7613.
Awesome. I think what you guys are doing is great. There's a lot of, especially one of the reasons why we are launching a Hmong California Chamber of Commerce is because this is the lack of resources that our community is getting. It's not that the resources aren't there. It's that they don't know how to get those resources.
Right.
And so they need an organization that can direct them, that they could come through for all those connections right there. And for you guys, you guys have the resources, the knowledge, and the program already set up already on there. So why not take your children's, their kids through it and take advantage of what's there? Because if you don't, you know, who's missing out? Your kids are the ones missing out on those programs.
So I always tell my colleagues and my peers, and especially my Hmong families, I always tell them, I'm like, so many of us have come through Stone Soup as children. So many of us, our parents came through Stone Soup for various programs. And here we are now, where we're older, we're working, we have children, and yet we haven't learned how to give back to our own community. And I'd love for you guys to come and visit us and see what we do so that you, if you don't have children that can benefit from the program, that's okay. We can definitely use you in other capacity, volunteering, helping out with events, donating to the classroom, anything like that. Because I always find that anytime you volunteer or give back to the community, you're doing so much good for the children involved. But then it's also a very selfish, good feeling that only you can experience. And yes, you don't have that experience unless you donate or you give. So I want everyone to feel good about themselves and make that part of your self-love, you know, your self-care, self-love.
You know, a thing about giving, some people say that the giver, the one that's receiving, gets more. But in the actuality, the giver receives a lot more than what the one that is actually receiving. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't know until you are in that position to give, and the overwhelming feeling from it too. Especially if you give without expecting anything to it back, you know, yeah. It's way more than what they're receiving on there. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love to give knowledge and share stuff, because not only that, it actually, I'm learning as I do it, and you become a lot better person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think anytime you can give or just help out in the community, please do so. And if not for Stone Soup, for any other nonprofit, we have so many nonprofits here in the Central Valley that are all worthy of the gifts that we can give back. But I also just wanted to just say out there, yeah, Stone Soup is a really neat place. If you have not been to our campus, you have to come by and visit us and see what we've been up to the last couple of days. And if you grew up and came through some of the program, come back and visit us, because we've changed. And we've done a lot of neat things around there. And we have parents every now and then that come through and says, you know, when I was a little kid, I came here and my mom was in the next room and she was learning how to sew. And my dad was in the other room getting his teeth clean. And my uncle's in the other room learning how to drive. So we love those stories. And if you come back and share those with us, we love to reconnect with the families that were, we call them alumni of Stone Soup, but they're just quiet right now.
You know, stories are amazing. Stories will help you relate to certain situations. And if you can relate to it, guess what? Now you can understand it a lot better. Like I always tell people, you know, you could throw me so much statistics at me and stuff. If I can't relate to those statistics, guess what? Mm-hmm. It does me no good, you know? But if you could share a story or an experience that you have gone through, I could relate to that, and now I understand maybe how I could go mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. to change my situation on there. Is there anything that you guys can share with the young parents out there about taking advantage of programs like this or how they can help their kids become better?
For the parents out there, I'd like to say if you know that you need some kind of help or direction, whether it's your child, yourself, whatever it is, you have questions about the community, you don't know who to call, let us be that person that you call. Let us be the organization that you call. And if we don't have the answer, we will find you the answer. We just want to be able to help our entire community and to do better and to help all of our families thrive. So our mission really is just to inspire children and help family reach their potential here in America. So it's pretty simple. If you don't know who to call, just call Stone Soup. And our number once again is 559-224-7613. But follow us on Facebook, give us a like so that you can see all the cool things that we post on there and stay engaged.
Yes, that is amazing what you guys are doing here. So listen up out there. So if you guys don't know what to do, please reach out to Stone Soup. Or if you just want to put your kids in a program, reach out to Stone Soup out there. Like I said, we want to be the bridge. That's why we're creating the chamber, Hmong Chamber of Commerce. We want to be the bridge that allow you to just cross over and come to that you could get those connections that you want out of there. So one thing that I've learned is that you cannot just sit still. You have to go out and be active. That's the only way you can grow, and that's the only way you can find your purpose in life. Because you can't just sit there hoping that something will fall in your lap, you know. Something might fall in your lap, but it might not be what you want.
You know? Right, and then, you know, parents out there, young adults out there, if you've got an idea, if you want to come and help us make Stone Soup a better place for everyone, please come by. We'd love to learn about you, to know about you, and have you share your talents with us, because if we're not in it together, we're not moving anywhere, right?
That's
so we
true.
Have to be in it together in this community. So if you got something to share, if you want to come and teach kids how to play guitar, whatever it is, any talents, we welcome you to come by and just say, hey, I'd love to just participate.
I think that's an amazing experience. Take an opportunity to, doesn't matter how much you know or how talented you are. I mean, learning how to share what you have with people, it actually develops your skills a lot better. And take advantage of that, because anywhere that you go out to meet people, you're going to get a different connection. Mm-hmm. And from that connection, I guarantee you, it might even lead you to what you're actually looking for, an opportunity. I'll give you a quick example. There was a guy that was looking to get a new job and stuff, but he doesn't network that much, but he went out and networked. He actually met somebody that is actually the hiring person, mm-hmm. and he actually got the job because he went to a networking event. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine he didn't go to the networking event, he would not have been able to get that job. And it was paying him at least about $70,000 or so. Wow. You know?
Yeah. Yep, Lister, you all have so much good talents, and thank you for your time. If we can help you in any way, please, you know, come call Stone Soup, stop by, visit. We'd love to be able to meet you, your family, your children. If you have any ideas you want to share, make the community a better place, we welcome your thoughts and comments as well. Reach out to Chia with the solo training program. It's a phenomenal program, and you just never know what meeting us might open doors to. So come and visit and say hello.
All right. Thank you, May, and thank you, Chia, for joining me today and sharing this wonderful program that you guys have here. And thank you, everybody that is out there listening. And we're getting close to our ending of our program. So I'll see you guys back on Monday at 1 p.m.
California, California, luang gao la rong gao, luang dao la rong dao. Chi tia la mua chong, tu chan je la mua nao. Tia si mua lai mua phang, tu sha tu nia chong kang gao. California, California, no chữ là xiên già, no chữ là xiên trông. Yêu ở lũ bề sang phúa phư, ta ý trong mong là mùa đau, kia xì mùa cho xiên khâu, đã nó đau trong cơn gầu. California, California, mong thiệt thua mong trên mùa. Chiều xin đau, ua ba, chúa ta bỏ giao chữ trong, để không thể mong, và vừa thấu lo. California, California, tôi muốn nhớ. Lòng mùa mùa, tung lùa nú, lòng lùa mùa. Phụ cứ cứ, lù phương tư chi. Tu ua lia tê, lòng mùa ta. Tia chi, mùa cho tu ngàn, bư nó bư hầu.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.